This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met on Saturday with China's top diplomat Wang Yi on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference amid a running dispute between the two world leaders over a suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down by the United States. A senior State Department official told reporters after the meeting that it had lasted about an hour and took place long after the end of the business day in Munich. Blinken said in a tweet that during the meeting he condemned the recent incursion of U.S. airspace by a Chinese balloon and said it must never happen again. He also said he warned against China providing material support to Russia for its war against Ukraine, and he emphasized the importance of keeping lines of communication open between China and the United States. Blinken said Wang did not apologize for the balloon incident during their meeting.
Більшість території України з енергетикою. Більшість наших людей з електрикою. І це чергове.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday telling Ukraine in his nightly address that most of the country has power now despite a series of major Russian attacks on the generating system. He praised the work done by repair crews. Russia has carried out repeated waves of attacks on key infrastructure in recent months, at times leaving millions of people without light, heat, or water supplies. Zelensky said this is yet another confirmation of our resilience, the strength of Ukraine, the colossal work that was and is being done by many people. In the southern port city of Odessa, however, protective outages are still in force to help protect generating facilities harmed by earlier attacks. Bulgarian prosecutors have charged six people with human trafficking after 18 Afghan migrants were found dead Friday inside a truck dumped on a dirt road near the capital. VOA News. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has decided to receive hospice care and spend his remaining time at home with his family instead of additional medical intervention, this according to his charity, the Carter Center, on Saturday. Carter was a Democrat who served from 1977 to 1981, giving way to Republican Ronald Reagan after only one term in office. His 4 years were rocky, marred by economic problems and a hostage crisis in Iran. But he also helped broker the Camp David Accords that led to a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. Carter, who's now 98, has lived longer after leaving the White House than any other former president in U.S. history. He said in 2015 that a cancer diagnosis had him convinced he had only a few weeks to live.
But I was surprisingly at ease. You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence. So I was surprisingly at ease, much more so than my wife was.
He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002 for his work on humanitarian causes, both through Habitat for Humanity and the Carter Center. The Syrian army says five people were killed Sunday morning after an Israeli rocket strike hit a building in central Damascus. The airstrike damaged several buildings in the heart of the capital. For almost a decade, Israel has been carrying out airstrikes against suspected Iranian-sponsored weapons transfers and personnel deployments in neighboring Syria. Western intelligence sources say Iran has expanded its military presence in Syria in recent years and has a foothold in most state-controlled areas. An escaped eagle owl from the Central Park Zoo in New York City will remain in the wild, having survived 2 weeks of living the free life. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Flacco flew the coop February 2nd after his enclosure was vandalized, but the owl never went far. A foray to Fifth Avenue, police using yellow crime scene tape to block the area. The owl's little head on swivel, watching the crowds and cops watch him. Then days of flying around the park, perched in trees and on the grass. Crowds taking pictures, but zoo officials had concerns about Flacco hunting on his own after living in captivity. So they spent time trying to lure him with bait and owl calls. Finally, evidence he's hunting. Flacco coughs up fur and bones. There are pictures of him catching and feeding on rats. Now zoo officials are suspending recovery operations, saying they'll keep a close eye on the owl's health for now. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.